Hello, my name is Andrea Brennan, and I am a fellow in the Longwood Graduate Program at the University of Delaware. For my research, I investigated the effect of a cytokinin, 6-benzylaminopurine, or BAP, on bud forcing of 12 Quercus species. Oaks of the genus Quercus are a very iconic species across the globe, but unfortunately face a wide variety of threats. One method of conserving and propagating this species is micropropagation, a type of tissue culture using young shoot tips that emerge in the spring. This is something I've been studying, and I found that shoots are at the right stage for only a very narrow time window of just a few days to a little over a week, depending on the species. The ability to force oak buds to break and flush outside of this tight time range would allow more flexibility in when the shoots are collected, as well as greater control over the environmental conditions. While working on oak micropropagation, I also realized that the ability to force bud break would make material acquisition much easier. In the spring, I had cuttings from public gardens all over the United States shipped to me, right when the oaks were flushing. This was very difficult to accomplish because the oaks are breaking bud at what is generally the busiest time of the year for the gardens. Requesting for material to be sent in the winter, when gardens are less busy and the oaks are dormant, would make it both easier and cheaper to ship. Clearly, forcing bud break can provide many benefits for shoot tip micropropagation. The objective of my experiment was to determine the effectiveness of 6-benzylaminopurine, also known as BAP, on bud forcing of 12 oak species. BAP is a cytokinin, which is a plant hormone that promotes cell division. The experiment was a factorial design with 12 species of oaks, 3 treatments, and 3 replications. Cuttings were collected from mature oak trees at Longwood Gardens in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania in mid-February when it was negative 16 to negative 5 degrees Celsius. The treatments consisted of 0, 100, or 500 parts per million BAP. Each of the 3 replications was put into an Erlenmeyer flask of distilled water and placed on a greenhouse bench. Every week, treatments were applied to the cuttings by paintbrush until runoff, and the development of the buds was evaluated using a scale of 0 to 4, which you can see illustrated in Figure 3. 0 equals no development, 1 equals slight swelling and elongation, 2 equals moderate swelling and elongation with visible green coloration, 3 equals actual bud break with visible leaf and or inflorescence tips, and 4 is the target stage of shoot tip micropropagation with at least one leaf entirely visible from top to bottom. If you look at Figure 4, you can see that overall, results indicate that the BAP treatments had significant effects. However, responses varied by species. Looking deeper at the data, there are 4 Quercus species where BAP application significantly increased the rate of bud development. This can be seen in Figures 6 and 7, which highlight Quercus imbricaria as one of these species. In the graph, the blue dashed line is the 0 parts per million BAP treatment or control, and the red and green lines represent the 100 and 500 parts per million BAP treatments, respectively. Buds at both treatment levels responded at a much faster rate than the control, which is also reflected in the photos of the cuttings at day 35. The control cuttings only have buds developed as far as level 3, while the 100 and 500 parts per million BAP-treated cuttings each have several buds at level 4. Quercus rubra is used as an example of the other 8 oak species where BAP had either no significant effect or is only significant at 1 or 2 weeks, but with the buds still reaching the highest stage at the same time across all treatment levels. This can be seen in the graph in Figure 8 and photos of the Quercus rubra cuttings at day 35 in Figure 9, where the buds appear at a similar development stage across all the treatment levels. The effect of BAP on Quercus bud forcing varied by species, and all but 3 of the oak species reached stage 4 with all treatments. This indicates that forcing bud break on Quercus without BAP treatment is a viable option, but the rate may be enhanced with some oak species by the application of BAP.